at 3 p.m. I call this meeting to order. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Commissioner Fowler?
Here, ma'am.
Commissioner Hudson?
Present.
Commissioner Martin? Commissioner Leonard?
Here, ma'am.
Commissioner Clasby? Commissioner Morgan?
Yes, ma'am.
Commissioner Johnson?
Present.
Will now ask Chief Walker to come up and provide our invocation.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this amazing new year starting off, and that we can have our first meeting, and we ask that you'll watch over, protect us, and just guide and direct this board to make good decisions and to be supportive of the fire district. We ask that you'll watch over and protect our first responders out in the field, and we look forward to an amazing year with the fire district. We thank you for all these things in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you, Chief. As always, you're doing an amazing job with that. Proclamations and special presentations. Chief Michaels?
I believe you are up.
Commissioner Leonard, Board, Chief Lee, before we get into the promotions, I wanted to acknowledge the fire chief and Chief Gonzalez and staff. Next door at Station 18, we have 60 people over today and yesterday completing a 160-hour hazmat course. So we're going to have roughly 15 soon-to-be certified hazmat techs that will be replenishing the district ranks. So with the LAPC, Palm Beach County, Martin County, and Indian River, we're all hosting a couple days each. Everybody did 110 hours online, and they're doing 50 hours of hands-on today. So thanks again, Chief, for allowing us to do that. So, and for promotions. So promotees, you want to stand up, please? I see Kate back there. We're looking for the third one right now. But in front of you, you have Lieutenant Jonas Gonzalez and Lieutenant Dante Hill. Do you mind coming up here real quick? Lieutenant Dante Hill, Lieutenant Jonas Gonzalez are both assigned to Station 10. They're on Quint 10 and also Engine 10, the southwest portion of Port St. Lucie. Lieutenant Dante Hill, he was most recently an engineer at Station 14 on A shift, almost 10 years on the department now. Dante's got a awesome resume behind him right now. Excited he's now assigned to Station 10 B shift with Captain Sandra Chambers. We have Lieutenant Jones Gonzalez, most recently assigned to Station 5 A shift. A shift gave us a lot of talent for the different shifts. So Lieutenant Jones Gonzalez, been on the district 6+ years, FTO qualified, all that stuff. He's at Station 10 on Charlie shift, C shift. And again, he's working with Lieutenant Andrew Myers as well. And I'm looking for Lieutenant Remy DeJusty. I see his better half, his boss, Lieutenant Kate DeJusty. Remy's in the parking lot right now, but Remy came from 17 A shift, where he was an engineer assigned to special operations. He's now at Station 10 A shift, assigned to the Quint, and he works with Lieutenant Colton Rudd. So you guys want to say a little something, please?
Get a heck of an introduction, though, I guess.
Actually, if the families want to come up and take a picture, first of all, we'll wait. That'd be fantastic. It takes a village.
Sorry. I guess we can recognize Mike Watson.
Sure.
Yeah.
He's probably looking for a parking place.
It's not that crowded.
It isn't?
Oh, no. There's plenty of spaces up there.
Oh.
Yeah, we did move the meeting up. It's understandable.
Did you paint it high?
Ready?
Hi.
Hi. One, two, three, smile. Hi.
Perfect timing.
You missed an amazing introduction, by the way.
Right.
Chief Michaels was poor as heart. You look great.
Well, yeah. First and foremost, I'd like to say I'm sorry for being late. It's not like me. Punctuality is big. But thank you to the board and to the fire department. You guys took a chance on me 21 years, and I'm still here. My goal now, then, and will always be leave it better than I found it. Honor the oath. And again, I'm always smiling. One reason I'm always smiling because we got it good. We get to show up every third day and save lives. So sorry I'm late again. No problem.
Do solemnly swear that as a lieutenant with the St. Lucie County Fire District,
do solemnly swear as a lieutenant with the St. Lucie County Fire District,
I will support the United States Constitution.
I will support the United States Constitution.
All other legal authorities.
All other legal authorities.
And the rules and regulations of the fire district.
The rules and regulations of the fire district.
I will dedicate my best efforts.
I will dedicate my best efforts.
For the greater good of our community.
For the greater good of our community.
My fellow firefighters.
My fellow firefighters.
And all fire district employees.
And all fire district employees.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Chief Michaels, get on. We gotta move this one. I don't think anything symbolizes our motto better than our family serving yours. If you look at Lieutenant Gonzalez, I think you know the family attachment here, obviously. And Lieutenant Dante Hill, your father-in-law is Lieutenant, not Tommy Nyman, our chaplain. So you can't beat that stuff right there. So.
Miss Brenda is in the audience for the Big Heart Brigade presentation. Didn't you just retire?
I had to come back for the
Big Heart Brigade.
See, last time I was ready.
Mr. Kozowski's never seen a mic. He isn't like, come on.
That's true.
Wait, I got to get my tissues.
Michael Brand.
Yeah, Michael
Brand. Oh, there's no tissues up here.
What? Yeah, you were supposed to do this.
I will.
Last time I had a 4-minute speech, which was 40 minutes, and then he said no. And then, so, anyway.
Becky, start the timer, please.
Yeah. Good afternoon, board. Good afternoon, chair. Chief, thanks for letting us be here today. I'm the president of the Brig Heart Brigade. I'm Chris Sadowski, and we're here to recognize one of our longtime sponsors and a great community partner, and that being HCA Florida Longwood Hospital. They have been significant in providing us with the revenue to purchase materials to do, in this year, over 4,000 meals, which was amazing. They even provide us with leftover turkeys after they give the turkeys to their employees, which we were able to then pass on to the food bank and serve that many more people. This is a long-time relationship that we've had, and we wanted to make sure that we recognize them as we really, really should. And we're grateful to have Alex Masmiella and Alex Hagen here today from HCA Longwood, and we're great, and Michael Brianne Presley, and we're very happy to have them here. If we could just please have them come up here to receive this award. And I'm sure I messed up the name. With a name like Zadowski, I should be able to pronounce everybody's name. So, sorry about that.
It's all good. Pleasure. Yeah. Alex, nice to see you.
Thank you. Thanks so much. Come on in here. And who wants to? Okay. And, well, we'll take a picture.
Get the board in
and
bring them all in.
I have to recognize the board. These guys are amazing. They have been doing this now since 1992. Some of them were original. So, sorry, Bert. Anyway, we're going to take a picture and then we'll let them say something. All right. Want to slide in a little bit more?
They want to get close to you, but I'm not sure about that.
That's nice.
Everybody want to slide in? Are we close?
You're right.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Care to say a few words?
Absolutely. So thank you all. Appreciate this. So on behalf of HCA Florida Longwood Hospital, I want to continue with this commitment to our community service. Not only do we provide the health care in Fort Pierce and St. Lucie County, this is something special that we've been doing year over year. And the turkeys, we donated over 500 is our number. And these are frozen turkeys. They're coming straight so the families could actually make them and bring them home and use them. So we'll continue with this annual sponsorship. Moving forward, this won't stop. So this is the little things we can do for our community.
Alex, thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for the board. Appreciate you all. Thank you.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you for the board of the Brig Heart Brigade for your tireless efforts. Does not go unnoticed, and we appreciate the sponsorship as well. Thank you for your partnership.
So, Mr. Chair, if I may.
Yes, sir.
I would also like to thank Longwood. It is very noble commitment, and we really do appreciate it. But on that, Brenda Smith has worked here for, I don't know, it was 12 years. And, there's those people that work for you that just go above and beyond. Her true devotion to the district, I mean, it speaks volumes as she's here today, right? Still part of the Big Harbor Gate, still part of Little Feet. And, I can't say enough about Brenda Smith and her dedication to the district, and I'd like her to come back up so we can give her a little retirement time. Yeah.
In grateful appreciation for 12 years of dedicated service and loyalty to the St. Lucie County Fire District and to those we serve, presented to Brenda Smith, Public Information Officer. Best wishes and congratulations. You've got to talk now.
I just want to say thank you. It has been a great 12 years. It has. So I just can't.
Right, Brenda, you're an amazing human being, as you know that. Every opportunity I've had to spend with you and to learn from you and to be with you and to see what you've done with Little Feet, let alone with this organization, I was sad to see you go, but I'm so, so happy that you're going to retire and have enjoy It's been an honor and a pleasure to call you.
Thank you.
Anybody else?
Mr. Chair. I'm sorry, was there somebody else?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so we go way back. And your work ethics, I mean, she was the Boys and Girls Club back in the day. I don't know, how many years did you?
17.
17. Amazing. And you did what you did for that organization, and especially when I was in office. Oh, I'm pulling a Sadovsky. You got tissues? And then when I was blessed to be appointed to the board and our paths crossed again, it has been an absolute pleasure to work side by side for so many years with you. And I believe when I first started and I did the Big Heart Brigade the first time I was on the fire board, the first person I met was your husband. And it's so wild how everything comes full circle. So I wish you the very best. Enjoy your family and go on trips, go on vacations and enjoy, and happy retirement.
Yep. Happy retirement.
Thank you. Well, I'm coming to get a hug.
Congratulations, brother. Thank you again for 12 years of dedication to the district. Thank you. I don't know where we're going to follow that up, Chief, but any commendations? There's two that are in the pipe. Thank you, sir. We have an opportunity to read fire board minutes.
Move approval.
Second.
Move approval and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Any additions or deletions to the agenda?
Neither is mine.
Yes. Mine is. We are requesting to add to the 14-3 to reschedule the February board meeting. The chair, Martin, has a conflict and has asked that I ask you guys to reschedule. Rescheduling. It's currently set for February 18th. She was asking for the 25th, so that will move that to 14-3.
So for add 14-3, we have a motion.
Move approval for the adjusted agenda. Is that what you want? Motion?
Yep. Second.
Second.
Motion, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Ms. Sable. Approval of consent agenda. Any additions or deletions to the consent agenda?
Move approval.
Second.
First and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Public comment. We reserve this portion of the meeting for public comment. Anybody like to come up? Seeing none, we'll close public comment. Any comments from the union representative? Yeah. Okay. Public hearings? None. Unfinished business? None. New business. Project agreement. Houston County Fire District Logistics North Building. Chief Lyman.
Good afternoon, Chairman, board members. Before you have a project agreement for the St. Lucie County Fire District Logistics Building North expansion. In the fiscal year, and it says 25-26, I believe it was actually in 24-25, the district identified the need to construct a logistics building north to expand our operational and to support our storage capacity for our administrative complex here. The project scope includes construction of a new 15,000 or essentially 16,000 square foot building. And it would serve as a backup or fleet shop building during emergencies. Sufficient funds were budgeted in project code 830-5226-200, which is district capital improvement for $3 million. The district has entered into a project agreement with Jacqueline and Sons to serve as our construction manager at risk on the project for the Logistics North expansion project. The submitted project agreement establishes a GMP of just under $3 million at $2,611,606.63 for the project itself. Just a few more, just a little bit more information on the project. There were more than 16,500 vendors notified via electronic platforms. And approximately 75% of the $2.6 million project, or $2 million, will be awarded to local vendors and subcontractors to support our local economy. So staff recommends the approval of a specific project and agreement for the Logistics North building with a GMP not to exceed $2,611,606.63. in accordance with the district's purchasing manual and our master agreement with Paul Jacquin and Sons, Inc. for the construction manager risk services. This approval is contingent upon the continued use of our owner direct purchases for eligible materials and equipment as required by our district's procurement policy and to maximize cost savings and tax.
Move approval.
Second.
First and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, Michelle Engel. Mr. Boyer. We're sharing reading glasses? That's nice.
I left mine. Sorry.
Commissioner Leonard.
You keep a tight budget here, sir.
Really?
Yeah, right.
Rescues are already approved in the current budget. Due to ongoing production delays and supply chain constraints, manufacturing lead times for these new rescue trucks are estimated at 30 months. A 3.5% price increase is scheduled right now, January of 2026. By purchasing these now, the fire district will avoid this increase, resulting in savings of $13,976.73 per rescue, or a total of $55,906.92. Utilizing the Florida Sheriff's Association contract cooperative, these Braun rescue trucks will cost $399,335 apiece. So staff recommends approval of the purchase of these four units for a total estimated cost of $1,597,340.
Thank you. Chief Boyer, any questions?
Move approval.
Second.
We have a first and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, Chief. Mr. Bergeron.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Thank you. We have two budget resolutions that are directly associated with the purchases that were just approved. The first is 789-26, 2025-26 budget amendment number 3. Whereas section 189.016, parentheses 6C, Florida statutes requires that the St. Lucie County Fire District adopt a resolution to amend the budget, now therefore be it resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the St. Lucie County Fire District in a meeting assembled the 7th day of January 2026. The funds are hereby amended as follows. Increase 181-5226450 at $192,000 and decrease 001-5229930 at $192,000. So it's an offsetting, no net change. And this was for the purchase of the vehicles.
Yeah, Mr. Bergeron, thank you. And I believe I asked you yesterday. This is clearly just paperwork.
Yes, it's associated with purchase orders that were issued last year. We did not receive the goods for, there are a lot of purchase orders within the vehicle account strips. And so at year end, the funds, and actually at the last month, we increased fund balances with a budget amendment for those items that weren't purchased. That's just an accounting entry. And so the funds are in fund balance. And so now, since the purchase orders are going to roll into 25-26, we need to pull the money back out of fund balance. It'd be nice to get it all done at once, but because shortened time span for this meeting, I wanted to have these linked to these two items because these purchase approvals are occurring, and because of the encumbrances that are going to roll, there's insufficient funds in those exact lines. But everything's budgeted. Hopefully that makes sense.
Absolutely.
And so in February, there will be a large budget amendment that looks at all outstanding POs. So we won't have to do this again, hopefully. Just one more time. And the next one then is...
one at a time.
I'm sorry.
And just for the record, that was resolution number 789-26, and we'll take those.
Okay, yeah. Separately. Yes. Mr. Chair, move approval of resolution 789-26.
Second.
We have first and second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, Kim. Also, just wanted to point out that the original version of this didn't reflect the change in the chairman position, but the official document has that change. Same thing with 79026, which is for Chief Langle's project. Whereas Section 189.0166, Print 6C, Florida statutes requires the St. Lucie County Fire District to adopt a resolution to amend the budget. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the St. Lucie County Fire District in a meeting assembled the 7th day of January 2026. The funds are hereby amended as follows. Increase 830 PROJ-5226200 at $735,000 with an offsetting decrease to 001-5229930 at $735,000. Same explanation, just a different project.
Thank you, sir. Any questions?
Move approval.
Second.
First and second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Comments from the fire chief? Mr. Chair, oh, I apologize. We did add 14-3. We passed by. We flew, all of us flew right by 14, right into 15. Thank you for catching me. I appreciate that. I always have an attorney in my life trying to stop me. Appreciate that. I believe we were talking about the February meeting moving into February 25th. Has anybody, has everybody looked at their calendar to see if that's going to be okay?
Works for me.
It works for me too.
Works for me.
Works for me. Miss Stephanie, Miss Fowler.
That would work.
Is it something to do with Port St. Lucie? So
I believe it.
Is that Stephanie? Would
that affect you as well, or maybe just Miss Martin?
No, I have no clue.
I believe the chair said it was a city workshop on the original date.
On the original date,
which was the 18th.
I thought it was the other one. Oh, well, I'll be darned. It is on my calendar for a winter workshop. Yes, I will not be here either.
That's where we're asking to do the 25th.
25th.
I agree.
Would you like to make a motion for approval?
Sure. Move approval to move the February meeting from February 18th to February 25th.
Second.
We have a first and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
I was looking at the wrong month.
Chief, so I'll let the chair brag about our wonderful Christmas day. I just want to wish everybody a happy new year.
Bergeron?
Yes, two items. I just wanted to share some information. These do not require board approval. There's a resolution was previously approved that on January 1st, of each year, the ambulance fee schedule is adjusted to a rate that's the higher of the cost of living in Southeast Florida region or the ambulance inflation factor that's provided by, published by Medicare. And so we have those rates and the CPI is the higher rate. So we're going to increase ambulance fee schedule rates by 3.11%. And then we have a similar change in our employee mileage reimbursement. It's tied to the U.S. General Services Administration published mileage reimbursement rate, and that's going from 70 cents per mile to 72 and a half cents per mile. Just FYI.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ms. Sable?
Nothing further from me. Thank you.
Ms. Mayor? Hudson?
Nothing.
I just want to take a moment to thank command and staff and Station 15 for participation in the Rufus Alexander Christmas event. It went over extremely well. Thank you for your continued support of that very important community endeavor and many of the activities that were conducted during the holiday season. Those firefighters, particularly in that area, found it not robbery to come out and spend some time with the kids and give some trinkets and toys, and that goes a long way with those kids. And we hope we are building future firefighters by you continuing to show up and be there and create excitement for them. So thank you for that, and look forward to a great new year.
Just happy new year to you guys. Hopefully you got some rest, had a lot of time with your family and your little ones over Christmas, and looking forward to kicking butt in 2026 with you.
Oh, after today, don't say Happy New Year. But Happy New Year. I did have the pleasure of attending the employee appreciation party that was held at Hop Life, and it was a lot of fun and some great company. And prior to that, went to A&G's. Had to stop there on the way to the Hop Life. And then I had another one after that. So it was a day of parties, but it was a day of celebrating you and your families, and thank you for all you do.
Before we start on accolades, I'd like to bring up something that did not get brought up, was the retreat. Are we going to look at other dates coming up in February?
Well, we're going to
put that out, or?
We can't do the week of the 19th or the end of the month. Or
it'll be the first 2 weeks in February. So, Mr. Chair, I believe I mentioned at the last meeting that maybe an email could be sent out to the board. That way we could respond and give you yay, nays. If not, we could spend 3 hours sitting here. And I thought we were going to get emails so we could give you what availability we have so we could block it out. So I would suggest that.
But yes, thank you, Chief, for allowing me to brag on Christmas for kids. This is my 13th year doing that, I believe the 17th or 18th year. We're still a little ambiguity on that one. I believe we handed out 5,500 toys, 75 bikes. Yeah, this year was the smoothest I think it's ever been.
Long day. Our clerk treasurer joined us, so it was a nice day.
He did. His ankle's doing better. He was out there limping again. What he showed, he was out there.
It was a wonderful time. I look forward to doing it every year.
We had a bright, shiny new ladder truck on 20. Matt was a little nervous to drive, but we didn't put any scratches on it, so Kelly did a great job. Thank all the volunteers and thank everybody that came out there. 2025, as Ms. Sabon and I talked about before, was a blur. I want to thank Ms. Morgan for nominating me to be vice chair. That meant a lot to me, so thank you. And the board for trusting me. Greatly appreciate that. It's an amazing, amazing board that we have. We have an amazing organization. I'm wishing everybody a safe and happy and healthy new year. Meeting adjourned.
Okay. Legislative action day is late January.